Is on.
And it's the Nostra Thomas Show. Happy to be here. I have a special guest. He's kind of the owner of the place.
Guest.
I get to have the big shot on my show. I think he's on the show to kind of keep me in check. I'm not sure yet.
You're looking good, dude. I like your bling.
How about that?
Look at that.
It's like the Billy Idol look or something, you know?
Love it.
It's something different, and especially in my, like when I meet with people in my job, it's kind of like stuffy kind of executive. I always catch them like looking down, like, you know, when somebody's got something when they're out in the people looking up. I see them keep looking down. I just go, oh, okay, let me fix that so you can.
Yeah, don't make it weird.
Why are you looking down there? Oh, that. But I'm thank you. I had a different show planned.
Yeah.
We're going to kick it to next week. So I had always am prepared in case that show doesn't go right, because there's so much to talk about. But I appreciate you taking the time, because
sure.
I know you're busy as heck.
Yeah, no worries.
But you can kind of keep me sane. Gary will be back next week. He has a funeral, and I'm going to put together, if everybody's watching, Dominic Barragona and I did shows in this area for roughly 30 years. He was the pioneer, and I want to do a show that respectfully honors his, you know, him coming into town and starting something that nobody else was doing. And he passed away with pancreatic cancer just out of the blue. And it's been really tough on the family because he did everything.
Yeah.
He was the glue to everything. So they're going on without him with their events and that, but obviously it's not the same.
Yeah. Hey, but bring that mic closer too.
Okay. I thought I'd start out with, I had a funny little thing with talking about this vaccine. I was thinking that possibly Fauci, when he comes out and talks about it with Ozzy Osbourne's, it's a shot in the dark playing while he's talking. Wouldn't that be kind of,
it would,
because that's all it is.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know what, John, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Yeah. I'm down.
Okay, Dr. Fauci, he's what, 106 years old?
About.
That is the best mind out of the United States, out of all the brilliant people in the medical profession. That's the guy making all these stupid decisions.
Well, you've been around politics a long time, mm-hmm. right? That's where intelligent people go to die, right?
Yeah.
Intelligent people don't get messed around in politics because you get ruined, right?
Exactly. So he's a puppet that fits the mold what they want.
Right.
Okay, so when people start acting like he's some kind of guru of medicine, I keep going down my checklist and finding out he hasn't done one thing right yet. So,
let's keep giving him a helping of more stuff. That would be fun.
And I'm going to ask you some more. So,
sure.
If your state is 98% vaccinated,
yeah,
and you're talking about numbers, because I'm a numbers guy. I went to school all about numbers.
Okay.
Math, I want this to equal plus this to equal this.
Right.
Was not good at English papers, abstract things where there was not a clear answer. So to give you a little insight, I swore that everything was, as a human being, I'm going to always have favorites. Like if I'm in a room with kids and I'm doing like a baseball clinic, I'll pick out certain kids that I like and certain kids I don't like. It's just human nature.
Right.
If you're judging anything from a boxing match to whatever, MMA, you're going to kind of lean towards somebody. Human nature, you can't really escape that.
Right.
Even if you're umpiring, refereeing, there's always going to be a moment where you kind of pick a winner. So I swore, I kept getting these B minuses on these English papers. So I took I said, girls always do better than this. Oh, come on. I took word for word what she wrote and got an A. A semester later, I wrote it. It was a couple semesters later. Word for word, everything the same. I got a B minus.
Hmm.
So I was going to keep it to myself. I thought, boy, this is really bothering me. I show it to the professor, and he went, I should just give you an F. He goes, but I can't because you're actually... He goes, I don't know why I did that. I go, well, I'm going to tell you why. And he goes, just leave it alone. And I just left alone. But I proved the point that there's always some kind of abstract in there when you're not getting this plus this equal this. So that with a state that's 98% vac, all the way fully vaccinated, why are your hospital numbers the largest yet? Now, I'm trying really hard this data that doesn't add up in my mind. None of it does. And so now they're at the, if you have a couple booster shot, your case will be mild. We're from the beginning, it was supposed to get rid of it. Now we're three shots into it. You could be milder than if you, and that doesn't even, it's not even real. I don't know if you were listening to yesterday's Verb show with the doctors and the nurses calling up, but that was wild.
Yeah. Scary wild.
It is. And when they're saying, I wouldn't take it again, we have all these people reporting all these issues with it that they don't want to know, and they're kind of connected, so you got to be careful what you say. And I'm sitting there listening to that going, what country are we in where you're now scared to talk about something? It's bizarre. It's way past joking around about it. I was really listening to that Dr. Joe and this other guy that comes on there, and he's frankly saying you're a complete fool if you're under 50 and get this thing, unless you have physical ailments. And then it's kind of a shot in the dark. And this Omicron, which I call this whole thing a pansy-demic, this is the new term now. Oh my God, there's a thing that's like the common cold, you could cough, get sore throat. Oh no, they're like panicking in New York City over this. Omicron, I thought that was some kind of new video game when I first heard it, but it's the pansy-demic. That's what I call it.
I got to make a shirt with pansy-demic.
It's the pansy-demic.
Would you wear it?
Yes.
All right, I'll make it for you.
We've just become, you know, I'm mixed about it because I do know people that struggled with it, didn't get the shot, had a bad case. But I also know people that did get all the shots. They ended up in the hospital. So at this point, I don't think anybody really knows. So why just not give us all the data so that we can kind of figure out for ourselves? Why would this ivermectin be like trying to get kryptonite? I mean, like some kind of plutonium. It's shown. What is it? The Medical Institute tells you 1, 2, 3. Here's the best things to do. It actually, National Health Institute says ivermectin is one of the best things. It opens up your pores. The zinc gets rid of the COVID in the early stages. And you'd think you were asking for fentanyl. And they can't even prescribe. They can't. It's like a whole. So I'm just struggling so bad because, you know, my brother has it. My dad's worried I should get the shot. He didn't get the shot. And I'm going. So after that conversation a week ago, I really dug into it. You know, maybe I'm just being, and then it's even worse now that I really start digging into it. I mean, there's information like this that you can just read and go through, and like all these percentages. And so I'm just looking at that because today I was listening to a show and they were talking about, you know, here's the greatest country on earth and it's not our enemies. We are just beating ourselves up within on everything. These social issues, yeah, like separating people from all these different reasons, vaccinated, not vaccinated, black, white, money, no money, and this continuous wedge that's driving it apart. And our school systems, our numbers are way down because we're worried about all these social things. Just like I said, you know, we're getting rid of fossil fuels while the other countries are loading up on them. Right. So, I mean, it's kind of foolish to kick yourself to the curb when nobody else is.
Right.
So, I mean, we could be doing all this stuff. We could go back to horse and carriage. We can get rid of everything. And it doesn't even matter because we're a blip on the earth if nobody else is doing it. So why are we beating ourselves up? I mean, becoming energy independent. Now we're not. We're begging for oil now. It just has the appearance as if we're trying to do this on purpose. It's like an agenda that's looks like it's for real, like actually trying to make us go south.
So you started off with Fauci. Okay. And let's talk about that real quick, because, you know, as someone that's more politician than they are scientist, They're not like an objective feed you the data so you can make up your mind. They're a public policy person where they're trying to weigh out the statistics to be able, you know, maybe you're not included in the beneficiary right. in yeah. what the information is. They want to skew the information so that they get the best result as an aggregate rather than the individual. And that's where, mm-hmm. you know, like if you and I just want the information and we're smart enough to go out there and just decide exactly. what's best for us is with our tolerances for risk. So
exactly. But there's a whole mass of people, including our young people, that just want to be told what to do.
For sure.
And oblivious to what was bought and paid for our rights and freedoms, and just kind of kicks that to the background. And it's really sad. But you know, I try to, you know, we have national anthem. You know, my one son's a coach, my other son's a player, and he's scored 30 points the other night with the scouts there.
Yes.
It's money. Ching, ching. But you know, in that national anthem, I want you to pay attention and give that its due. Be thinking about people away from their families, doing things that you can't do. I know I couldn't do it. I'd be after the haircut thing. I think I'd be done right there. Oh, there's a haircut. Okay. You know what? I'm done with this.
The locks.
I got to get up and boy, you know what? I thought I wanted to be. I'm more like the stripes version. This just seems to be a bad idea. It is the cold and flu season.
Uh-huh.
So I think about that. And seriously, I can't even fathom doing it. So that's why I just, when the song's going, I try to focus on, oh my gosh, if there wasn't that group of people over our country's origin that went through that, people like me aren't going to get it done. You know, I mean, everybody has talents in their heart, but God puts that in your heart, what it is. I mean, you got to wonder who the heck wants to be a coroner?
Right.
You know what I want to do? Love to embalm people. There's just everything gets taken care of,
right?
And it's just something that is put on you to take that to keep it going. But
so I got a question for you.
Go
so
ahead,
like
please.
you pay attention to the news, right?
Yes.
I kind of check out. Like if I know it's not being crafted for a guy like me, I'm with you. I like numbers and give me objective math, not subjective activist math.
Right, I don't want that.
But how are you not driven crazy with paying attention to news like you
do? Because I have a horrible case of ADHD, ADHD. What I try to do, it's like a major, and I just force myself to get through, listen to some information that I need or something that would go against what I, and force myself to do it in bits and pieces. I can't sit and listen. Like I couldn't sit and watch Newsmax. I could never sit and listen to Rush Limbaugh for long periods of time. It just starts to become clanging cymbals. You know, it's just the same. Like this new show that's on Buck Sexton. That I gotta go through bits and pieces of
okay.
it. Because I could turn it on and turn it back on a month later and completing the last sentence from the last time I turned it on.
Right, totally.
It's just, that's why I don't ever want this show to be like that. So I struggle at times and I talk to people and I'm like, yeah, but it's really, yeah, but you know what? It's going against what I really want to do.
Right.
I'd like to get some of it in and sometimes it works. Like, oh yeah, you're done with that? Let me throw this in here. Oh, boom, 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 boom. And then go back to that.
Right.
But to just sit and, Joe Biden's bad. We know that. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But even from a health standpoint, your blood pressure has to go up when you just read cycles through and through.
I think I could have the number one reality show in America if you just taped me alone in my car. And I yell, shut up, a mountain of times during the shut up. Just, it just starts to get, and my wife will go, why are you listening to it? Because I have to listen to this.
Radio or podcast when you're yelling at the radio?
Oh, talk radio.
Talk radio.
Oh. Okay. And I was going to say, you should be really proud of yourself because I sit down and watch the shows that are on this.
Yeah.
It's way better than regular. It's not even close.
Thank you.
It's not even close. And you should be really proud of yourself. And I sometimes just sit and talk to people about it. I go, he did you've done something that I wished I would have been able to do in my life. Like, this is something that is incredible to me more than a million other things that I do in sports and that, because this is somebody that actually went out, got this thing done with your own and put it together. And it's not affiliated with anything. So you don't have to sit there and go, whoops, I shouldn't have said that. And the program is excellent.
Well, thank you. You're like, part of it, dude. You're bringing your stuff.
I'm just telling you, I've watched some of the stuff and it's really the sports thing. I mean, I could do a sports show too. So I watch that and really enjoy that. Like, it's
very cool.
Going to the weather report every 5 minutes. How many times do I need to know the weather in an hour for Youngstown? I don't think it changes that much. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that you said an hour.
What's cool about this format is that people listen longer than they do traditional radio, where tune into talk radio for maybe 5-10 minutes here and there. So they got to give you the weather for the new listener that just showed up. Where our shows, people watch them all the way through.
Yeah, and you can go back and sometimes I miss something.
Right.
I can go back but you found yourself a lot of really good talent that, nobody really knows about. I mean, there's some people that obviously everyone knows Fast Freddy and obviously, that's some of the people, but there's some people doing stuff on here that I don't know who they were and they do a really good job and it's always really professionally done. Well, so, I mean, it's just really, I'm just proud to be a part of it, to be honest with you.
Very cool. Well, thank you.
And when you're around here like a celebrity every now and then, I just grab you and pull you on the shelf. But it is funny because because this is like overwhelms me and it doesn't you because you know it, but I used to sit at Cafaro Company and go, you need any help with that? And just smack it. What do you think? Did that do it?
You were the tech guy.
I would go down with all the techie guys and go down and go, don't be afraid to ask for help. My door is always open.
Always open.
And then I go, do you unplug it? Plug it back in. That's pretty much it for me. I'm done.
Go on break.
Here we go. You're on your own. Call somebody. But they would all laugh because it was just like part of it. But I have learned quite a bit listening to that.
Cool.
Yeah, so,
hey, when are you going to Florida next?
See the weather report.
Yeah.
It's cold next week. Next week. I think it looks like it's weird how that works. Get on that Spirit airline. Hope I get there.
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
You know what? That's one of the few places I haven't been. And I'm a Saints fan since
I was
a kid. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never been there.
I'm going there next week. I've never been there.
Really?
Either. Yeah.
I get like mixed reports from that. Have you gotten it's really unbelievably bad. Like it's like horrible.
Crime wise and run down like, and all that
smells and all this stuff. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh my God,
I mean, it's
don't
a
tell
party
me that.
Town. I mean, you go up to places,
but the jazz stuff and all that. I mean, that's the heart of the place. I mean, I think it's like Vegas. I think to me, like Vegas, I love Vegas for the first 2 days. And then it starts to get like pathetic.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting there watching people, and putting just sitting there like for hours.
Yeah. What's your game? You gamble?
I'm a blackjack.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm a card counter.
Me too. I'm a savant, so I have to do my thing.
Here's what I would do. I would go, I'd have a 16. They got a picture card. Give me my 5. And they would get
pit boss. Come on.
About the third time, even the guy I work with goes, you freaking seeing this? He keeps doing that. Give me, like, I got a 17. Give me my 4.
Boom.
And then they cry. No, I'm not winning any money, but I'm just like, and I'll watch the game for a while and see if there's losers because Vegas, look, it's all, I don't care what, it's all in your mind. I know the cards come out, whatever, but you sit there and watch people that don't know what they're doing. They're hitting 13 and they got a 5 and that. You could have a really bad night sitting at the wrong table. So I just wait till nobody's there and I'll sit down and start playing. And then somebody come, hey, bro. And then I start hitting the guy's got a 6 and he's hitting a 12. Okay, I'm done.
Yep.
Because you'll just do nothing but lose. But that's the only game in my math mind that I think I can control enough to win money.
Yep. You could play long enough for your odds to come to your
favorite. And the thing of it is because Mr. Cheapskate here. Once you get in that realm where you're winning, you got to double down. You've got to get your time. And I don't. I pull the other five back and then your time's over.
You just ruin your math, man.
You didn't win enough money. But after, like, I used to have a bunch of drinks, I'd win a fortune when I was like, ah, let it ride. And all of a sudden, but when I'm sitting there like, oh, I better not, you know, then you don't win anymore.
Playing scared, you lose. Yep. But it's a fun game.
It's just and you can win with a bad hand. You know, the odds are the best if you just play the odds. They're going to come through at some point.
And I always found that you sit down at a table that's a more social table where people are talking and high-fiving, and those are the ones that I win the most at. Yeah. And I don't even know if it has anything to do with it, but it's fun.
It does. And like when I'm winning, I got my arm around everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
When I'm losing, can I have a little space here? Hit the wall. Who throws two? Who throws a double? I mean, I'm like the guy everybody either loves or trying to get away from. This is a Monopoly. Throw the dice. But, you know, I'm a fan of that. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800. It's not a gambling problem. You have a losing problem.
Losing problem, right.
Because if you're winning, you're not calling
that. Yeah, you're not like, ever. I just won
$12,000. I'm sick of winning. Somebody help me. It's a losing problem. Yeah, Vegas is about after day three. Day four, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Yeah. What about like a smaller place like Biloxi or some other nice casino town?
I actually like those better.
Yeah.
Because I'm not into the shows in Vegas. I'm not really into, you know, I just, went to Hoover Dam and stuff. I like to kind of get away from it. And I really think that they pump something in your room because I always go there going, oh, let's get some sleep. Why can I never sleep in Las Vegas? Nope. What are they pumping into my room? Oxygen?
Stimulus overload, man.
Because, I mean, you just want, what am I missing down there?
Yeah, baccarat in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it's just like you can't sleep.
Yep. The only way that I found where I could actually get some decent sleep, if I stay on Ohio time and I don't jack up with the time that I go to bed. If I stay up too late or early, I'm all messed up.
Actually, you're right. So,
sorry, I didn't mean to derail you with my gambling talk.
No, I wanted to talk about that because I always like to get that funny 1-800. I have a gambling problem. Because if you called up because you're winning too much, you have more than a gambling problem. You have a mental issue.
Yes.
Again, all the science, I call it science fiction now instead of the science. It's the science fiction. None of it's real.
Okay.
I just don't understand, Joe. I just, and I get on Facebook and I get into these back and forth. And look, I'm not telling anybody to do anything. All I am ever saying is, because like I said, common sense isn't very common. It's a good phrase, common sense, but it's not common to have common sense. Why are they pushing this on? Now, Joe, if I'm pushing a used car on you and I'm just pushing, I think you really love this, Joe. No, come over here. Now, isn't that the thing you don't want now?
Yep.
Timeshare. We'll take another $5,000 off. No, you have to get it today. It's today or you lose it. I'm never buying that.
Never. Not in a million years.
So if you get another shot, this will help you. After the eighth shot, it becomes even more mild. I know I'm running from it now. I'll never forget. I went to one of those and being a guy that does deals, I remember you get $150 if you sit through the presentation at the timeshare. I was on vacation. I go, I'm going to use that for dinner. Oh, but they'll get you. I go, there's no chance you're going to sell me something I don't want. I don't care. So I'm prepared because at that time, Vince was about 8 years old. Really hard to deal with. Here's what we're doing. I'm taking you with me. You sit down. After so long, just be natural. You want to go. So I have this. We're all gone. Pretty soon, Vince does his routine. Are we done yet? Hey, come on. We did. Finally, they couldn't wait to get rid of me. Vince was done.
Brilliant.
Oh, it was. I'm sorry. You know what? We were kind of really, we'll come back. No. I almost put myself back in it. Well, it's done today, but we can do it tomorrow. I'll be here next week. Jeez, I thought I had 5 minutes left. Now we have a week left now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Vince, we got out there, gave him a high five. Way to go.
Yeah. There you go. That's working it, man.
There's always a strategy. Because I remember I took my other son the one time, and the guy's starting off with this corny, such cheesy routine. And then he says something derogative about my son's shirt. I go, boy, this is really easy right now. And I'm like staring a hole through him. He, what now? What were you saying? I dozed off there for a minute. I mean, I was so rotten that here, let me sign off on your card. Please leave.
Yep.
And you have breakfast. We couldn't even get through the breakfast without me seeing him saying something like idiotic. I mean,
yeah,
trying to
in professional sales, when you run against someone who's not good at it, I mean, it just,
it's
a highlighter
really,
on it.
It's,
you know,
really cheesy.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought you were her sister. Oh, God, really? Using that one. Wow. What not to do.
Yep. Write the book.
Well, you know, after I was, we're also going to have the new Canfield mayor on. I set that.
Good.
You know how funny that's going to be. You know what? What is really hard to figure out is what side of the fence Joe Daniels on all this. Because listening, I'm not going to say any names. I'm listening to the radio this morning. One of those moments where I had to force myself to listen. take some kind of stance. When you have a show, my advice here, I'm going to take this stance right here. And just because this caller calls and maybe I just listen. People would just rather you had a stance, even if it's a horrible stance, just kind of stick with it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Well, you know what? What I like about Ron is our relationship over the years has developed where I had to work on him and work on him and work on him. Then it became funny and we did like a little skit on the air, even if he didn't agree. And now he's turned like 180, but I don't call up. Remember when I told you this? Right. There's a guy that does that every time he calls and I shut up. Yeah. We already heard that 100 times. Not when I'm doing a show and a call in show, when I've done like, hey, how you doing? Oh gosh, I said I was doing fine about an hour ago, but go ahead. I just have like very little patience with
right.
And then if I'm saying something and you're butting in, hold on. I say to Verb, don't you have a mute button on that thing? How about a hang up the phone button? Because if I ever do a real call-in show, it'll be so funny because I already know what I was going to do. And many shows have become famous for, even like Jim Rome. I don't know if you listen to his show.
Yeah.
His routine where, that's not funny, but he reads it anyway. Like, you clones are, this is, you guys think this is funny? He reads the email. Now, wouldn't read the email if it was that bad. Right. So,
you shtick.
Playing along with the, you guys are making the show bad. Don't call up here, you know, and hang up on.
Right.
There's a point where everyone wants to last on the show. It's like the old Pete Franklin show used to do, like, can I get through this call that I'm hanging up on me or calling me names? It's like there's something to that that's always got entertainment value.
For sure. Yeah. Phil Hendry was probably my favorite, you know?
But I mean, there's people getting all upset that, like, hanging up on, you know, like Ron's starting to do this thing where it's really funny because when I call up, he'll have me hold on for this guy, Denny, and he plays this cuckoo clock in the back. Nitwit corner. So I mean, whenever I get this to where I really want to do that, I think that this could be a really good call-in show if we really,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I haven't really promoted it that much because I'm still feeling out how I want it to go. But
yeah, do a special one, like make it special, like maybe once a month. Do all call-ins on
call
it.
In.
Just do rapid fire. That
just
would be
boom,
amazing.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
let's go through it. And I think I could have a huge comedy hit with it because of all these different roles.
I got to give you the mute and the hang up button though, so you could be quick on the fly.
Oh, what happened to that call, Joe? Ooh. How'd we lose that? What's wrong with this thing today? I can't hear none of the callers. But yeah, I wanted to ask you some questions about where do you sit with the the vaccines and the mandates and the masks and the, because you really don't talk about
much. Yeah. So I'm a libertarian. So I'm pretty easy to figure out when, you know, you have anything that sort of like authority position, giving more power to, outsourcing, you know, common sense to, I'm always going to be on the side of freedom, individual liberties, and whatever. Okay. So it, when, you know, a vaccine to me is just another shot, you know, people get flu vaccines, people take Tylenol, people take medications when they think the risk of doing something right is higher than not doing something. Right. And so most of us, if we're, you know, I'm not shopping and saying I want to take some Tylenol today, unless it's it's a pretty big, like I went 4 years without taking a freaking pill. Right.
You and know what? I did the same dang thing. And I was playing all these sports. I'm not kidding. I play basketball, leave there, go to the gym, leave there and go play tennis and be like beat to a pulp. And my wife would go, "What's some ibuprofen?" No, I don't even know why I didn't. I don't know. And I also wouldn't drink any water while I was playing. Like I didn't deserve it or something. I mean, strange, because then I'm reading what an idiot I was for not drinking water, keeping myself hydrated.
Yeah.
But I think it goes back to the old, when I was in school, they didn't have any of these. You weren't allowed to get a drink of water unless you did something good. Now you can't get away with that today. But
right.
I think I still held on to that. I haven't played very well. I don't deserve a drink of water. And even when I was playing, even old, like every kid would go to the Dairy Queen, I wouldn't go to the Dairy Queen if I didn't have a good game. And my dad would say, "You know, you're not going to Dairy Queen. You have to earn that." So I kept that in my mind. In today's world, I try to coach, and I'm telling you, I could have been in the gas chamber if I kept coaching, because it's just such a pansify. I mean,
yeah.
I'm trying to get your kids to play well, and you're irritated that I told them to catch the ball. You have a glove on your hand, you know. So they started calling me Coach Lombardi.
Mm.
"Hey, Lombardi." And I go, "Yeah." Like, and I would just
a compliment.
Like,
that dude's got
like,
it.
"Hey, well, how's the team doing?" I go, "We stink." Ah, everyone started laughing. So then I made like a big joke out of it. Like, but by the first of the season, these 8-year-olds couldn't catch a cold. And when the season was over, they were all winning. And because I would go, "You know, it's not how you play a game, it's you win. You know, it's not how you, it's how you play the game." And I'd come over, "Anybody having fun?" We're down like 10 runs. "Anybody having fun?" Nah, that's what I thought. There's no fun in losing. Remember that, because the rest of this crap is bull. Or when the team gets down, "Oh, we were up by 10, and we start not taking extra bases." I go, "I'm going to tell you something. This team from Girard is good, and when they come back, they're not going to worry about you." And sure as heck it happened. They came all the way back, and pretty soon they're laughing at our team and taking extra bases. And I go, "Now, there you go. Mm-hmm. You get somebody down, you take them out of their misery.
Yep.
You don't, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings." Yes, we do. We really do. So, yeah, I did a lot of coaching, and you know, that's why I watch my son as the coach of the Matthews JVs, and my other son's the player on the varsity. It's really a good feeling to watch. You know, Tommy used to be a teacher, and now he's a coach, and he's loving it. You know, he's in his groove, you know, and he gets his brother. He'll sit on the bench. It's just a really cool thing from the stands, as long as I can sit there without getting thrown out.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Hey, the game was over last time. I go, what are we doing? The game's over. And I don't get like escorted out. Tossed. How do you, you just walk out on your own?" That's weird.
My favorite on Facebook is when when I watch you comment on someone's thing and I see those dots come in and somebody's replying to you. I grab my popcorn because I know it's about to get good.
Some of the best. I have my attorney. He goes, "Tom, I actually get up in the morning and try to scroll down and see, oh, he's getting in this brawl right
there
here."
He
and, then the other person bailed on him. And then here he goes, "I was actually going to call you and I get in these fights." I go, "Bro, go ahead and give me a call. Jump right in. Boom.
Right.
What do we got? Problem. Yeah, I'm going to get right in the middle of it. I'll take over from here."
Right.
It is. And then we get these hilarious back and forths to where I'll get a phone call after I'm back and forth. "What are you getting so mad?" And then I'll go, "Does this sound like I'm mad? This is just part of the routine."
Yeah. You're the zinger king. I'm telling you, you're the best.
That really means a lot. Because I wanted, does Joe even read any of
these? Yes.
Because that's where Fast Freddy goes, we were in the break room, and he goes, we're not allowed to comment on stuff. He goes, but I would start reading, because I actually put it up and think we would sit there and laugh. Look at that. Oh my God. There he goes. And back before I got kicked off and had the rap sheet, I get away with it a little bit more.
Yeah. You're reformed now. I haven't seen you got kicked off there.
I haven't.
You must be behaving well.
You know how many redos I do? I write it.
Kick
that out. Before I would just boom. And then, whoops. But I used to say, one more comment, I'm going to show up at your house. I used to do those.
They would get you.
But first, I'm
friends with Tom Sharp 1, 2, 3, and 4, one for every profile that's not kicked off of Facebook.
Well, they caught on to that, man. They jumped on my other ones. I got kicked off of Razor Sharp, Sharp a la, and Doll Sharp. Oh, I got booted off all of them.
Good.
Across the board. They even kicked me off LinkedIn. Yeah.
Oh, that takes a lot to get kicked off of LinkedIn.
I got booted off of LinkedIn.
Dang, man.
I think it was the... I remember you. Wait, bro. How about when I go to the... I'll look at profiles almost every time. I get in a fight with some of these liberals and they're talking out of their hind end. I'll go, okay, let me go look at... They're either a professional student, a professor, a waiter, a guy that's not working, or a musician that's like, does it almost every time. So I'll go back on and go, hey, table 5 needs a water.
Oh,
We're done.
There's the zinger right there. Yep. But they use good big words, man. I mean, come on.
Most of the time I'm driving, like, oh. Talk texting. Oh, why am I even doing that? I have to fix it more than it works. But yeah, I get into these things and I try to think of something entertaining to go back to. Like, oh yeah, just for common sense again, sensible. Here's what I'm saying. But just refute that, please. Just tell. I still have not got one person to tell me what they've loved since January. Not one person out of all these people fighting with me before the election, but they've totally disappeared on the now since January. Bro, we're 1 year in and look at this. How in the world are we going to get through? I mean, I don't even know.
I mean, feel bad for the people that are just decimated because of this, where their savings is gone, their cash isn't worth anything, and they're struggling to put gas in their car. I mean, that's who I feel bad for.
Yeah, and that this whole thing, because of this, I'm one of those people. It totally took 6 figures out of my.
That's crazy, man.
It was destruction for the showbiz industry. I mean, I had nothing. I had to just keep. You got a 5,000 square foot house and all that. I hope it turns around.
Right. And you can't outlast it.
It killed me. You know, I got kids in school. I got big bills. You make big money. You got lots of bills. And then all of a sudden, you don't have any. You know, your wife's a teacher and that's nothing. She's not, you know, they cut the staff and then our thing went.
Right.
So, yeah. And I'm just laughing because a politician has done nothing but run for office. They don't know anything about running a lemonade stand, but they made all of those decisions that really, and I'm going to tell you, being in the commercial real estate business, it destroyed way more small business than you think it did.
Yeah.
You just don't hear about it, but it's a lot of them. We just could drive up there. You see all these businesses that were in business and now they're not, especially in the, Democrat run states.
Yeah. Totally. 75% of restaurants close in California. 75%.
Is that what it is? Oh my.
How do you recover from that?
Well, what are those people doing now?
Who knows? On the dole, probably.
That dole isn't enough.
Mm.
Wow. Well, New York City too. I mean, they just totally destroyed all those little corner businesses, all of them gone.
Yep.
Well, Joe, I really appreciate you sitting
Absolutely.
In. I really do. And your sensibility and knowledge and keeping me from.
No, that was a good conversation. Yeah. We should do this more often, you and I.
We should. But I really appreciate it. And again, I appreciate you giving me this chance. And I really want to do that talk. I want to do that call in.
The call in, yeah, for sure. Schedule it for beginning of the new year.
Yeah,
we'll do one.
Do it. All right, thanks, Joseph.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.